UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Someone with that D on their chest.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I can go another 20, 25 minutes, but it ain't going to be pretty.
And James Strebel.
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm out on Twitter, by the way. I'm done. The things that are getting people in trouble, I don't know the rules. I'm announcing my retirement from Twitter again. I don't know the rules. And I don't know the rules. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. Is that Dieter going Patino? Dieter Patino?
Yes.
I blame all of you people and your rules. I'm kidding. So Dieter's off Twitter.
Again.
I mean, combined, the world's falling apart. The world is absolutely falling apart. And in the very end, at the very bottom of all show business ladder, sports radio continues on.
Yes, it
on
does.
A Wednesday on ESPN 680 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney. It is The Take. We got you for the next 3 hours. James Strebel in his red and black, Mitch. He's black and red until he's dead. So we'll get to that. I mean, I thought you had a Red Rage tailgate shirt on when you're walking up to my crib.
St. Paul flag football.
Flag football, really?
Yeah.
I mean, is it all the kids that don't want to hit, right?
No, it's
all the parents that don't want to worry about concussions. Oh, they're ready to hit right now.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, go down to Florida and Georgia and see who's hitting.
Yeah.
6-year-olds are lighting each other up. Anyway, you are black and red until you're dead.
Yes.
And you are hanging out with us. The Crocs are on yet again today, three days in a row.
Yep.
Strebel's feeling good. I'm feeling good. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitch, are you feeling good? Are you okay? Everything good with Mitch today?
Yeah, I just love how innocent Strebel is. Every time like he hears the legal ID and we're about to play the open, it's like he's like coming up a roller coaster like, oh, here we go.
Oh, Strebel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It just brightens my day. I just want you to know that, Strebel. It just brightens my day.
You need something to brighten your day.
Yeah.
I mostly see Strebel as oblivious. Like, he's always happy, and every day, it's like, what's that crappy Adam Sandler movie? Good God knows there's a lot of them.
50 First Dates.
I know exactly where you're going. You come hang out with us every day at 3 o'clock, and you're happy. And by 6 o'clock, we try to make you angry.
Yes.
We try to drive you into drinking 12 domestic beers, which usually is not that difficult to convince you to do.
No, it's not at all.
And so there it is. And we have a lot to talk about again today. 437-9680, UPS, Jobs, text line 437-9680. Dieter is off Twitter. We'll talk about it. Vince Tyree is going to be on at 6:30 with Louisville Sports Live. Taylor Lynch will sing to him at 5:57, or we will throw him out of the studio and throw away the key. So we will get to that at some point. Is today the day that Musa Cisse says, hey, I got something for you, Cal. I'm going to LSU.
Is that today? That's today, supposedly.
Because Kentucky fans have stopped talking about that.
Right.
So I have lost all track. Do we know what time that is going to be? It's already 3:03 Eastern time.
I have not heard anything.
You don't know.
So you don't know either. I've been trying to track it, but it's been very quiet.
Have you been trying to track it?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
I want to know
what
time. What
have you been doing today?
Oh.
Now let's find out what Strebel's been doing today before he waddled over here.
Okay. Well, I got up about 9.
Okay.
And...
Yeah, because Mitch texted us before 9, and I just laughed that you were not awake yet, and I was right.
You were correct. So I got up.
So you woke up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and after that, I made breakfast for the kids, and
why are you stumbling already? Well, because I mean, there's not a story here. You're not doing anything. Not normal. You woke up.
Anything.
You made breakfast.
I made breakfast. My wife went to TJ Maxx and got some stuff for vacation.
Well, your wife's shopping a lot.
Yeah, it's her release. Like she has to. She goes out and she does retail therapy, much like Carolyn McLean. But she's not going to the type of stores Carolyn McLean goes to. She's more a TJ Maxx Target gal. So that's
instead
what she's doing.
Instead of the Gucci store.
Yes, instead of the Gucci store. Banana Republic, yes.
I would say that. By the way, have we found out Diener's giving blood today?
He is.
Part of the Red Cross. He's at Shall We Dance on Evergreen Road. And if there is anyone near there, we will give you a V-Show prize pack if you can do some live man-on-the-street reporting.
Yes.
The V-Show prize pack will be an expired gift card. it will be a bobblehead from Eugenio Suarez.
Extra large T-shirt.
From 2 years ago. It'd be what kind of T-shirt?
Extra large.
A triple X. Yeah, either a small or a triple X shirt.
Red's opening day tickets.
By the way, the Reds put a bunch of people on furlough, I think.
I know.
My contact. You don't know that. Why are you acting all sad? Like you know the furloughs with the Cincinnati Reds.
The affiliate guy
that I deal with, Joe Z, the voice of God. I think he's furlough'd. Oh. He's like, I'm out until the season's back. See, I'm like, damn, where'd my guy go? We're not going to ruin the show by talking about people that nobody knows from the Cincinnati Reds. 437-9680. So we'll hang out with you. It's the Take on ESPN 680-1057. Now, coming up at 4 o'clock, rarely do we tease things to satisfaction, and that's an odd sentence for me to use, but I mean that, and here's what I mean. At 4 o'clock, we have, I think, might be good sound, but I don't know because I haven't heard it, okay?
Okay.
Mitch has cut this sound from someone else in the market that we can play that's negative about me. But I also want to play it for Mark Ennis, and this also it enraged Patty Ice, Mitch. So how would you explain this sound to the listeners and to James Riebel? Sound that we will play early in the 4 o'clock hour. By the way, at 4 o'clock, Mark Ennis will join us. Governor Andy Beshear over on 93.9, live in full over there at 4 o'clock. So we'll have you covered. Ennis will move over and hang out with us. And coming up right before him. In about 35 minutes at 3:40, Pat 40 of, look at that, it rhymes, Pat 40 of Sports Illustrated will join us. Now, I got a couple things I definitely want to get to, but Mitch, how would you describe this sound? I don't know if it's good, I don't know if it's bad, I don't know anything, but it might be negative sound about me, and if that's the case, we got to play it, and we think Ennis will like it.
Well, first off, Pat told me at 2:59 that he thinks we shouldn't play it.
What?
Really?
And I'm 50-50 on. Actually, I'm 60-40. 60 to play, 40 to not play.
Okay. Well, we'll set up why for the people, because now this is something that we are going to carry throughout the show. Now,
someone took a shot. Andy can explain the story a whole lot better than I can, but someone took a shot at our program director, Andy Sweeney, host of the Take 3-6.
Someone wanted an on-air job.
Okay.
And, I mean, right now, I mean, obviously, there's no hiring going on right now. There's not a lot of hiring going on in the country.
No.
And so, I mean, right now, we're not looking to hire a bunch of people.
Right.
And, I mean, eventually, yeah, I did the thing where you're kind of done. I mean, like get the hint type of thing.
Sure, yes.
And he talked about it on his podcast.
For 35 minutes.
For 35 minutes.
35 minutes? Okay, we have to play
it. Mitch, listen to all of it.
You listen to all 35 minutes?
He listened to all 35 minutes.
That is what my job is, yes.
Well, hold on, okay.
I pulled up the podcast. It was 2 hours. I was on the phone with Andy. I pulled up the podcast. I'm like, Andy, this is 2 hours. I was like, I'll skim through it.
You can plus 10, 15 seconds at a time.
But the first 35 minutes was talking about it. So I have to, like, go. I didn't have to, you know, look hard to find it.
You almost said go hard, and that's fine, too. If look, you just want to say it, it's fine. Don't worry about the ramifications on Friday.
But once I started listening to it, I couldn't stop listening. He just, like, the story that Andy just told you in 30 seconds, he had to extend for 35 minutes.
Big Easy says, play that bleep. I'm with you. We are going to play that at 4 o'clock. And if it's bad, it will be funny. If it's good and it's a complete slight at me, that will be something that will be awesome.
Yes.
Pat was angry, but Pat's always angry.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Patty Ice is angry. Thank you. The sky's blue.
Dude, Pat was – I've never seen Pat more mad at a person ever before.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I was like – I explained to him what I was like dubbing the sound over, and he's like, I got to listen to this. And like within the first 20 seconds, oh, I can't believe this guy. I can't believe him. And then
now we're selling it.
Yes, we
are. Now we're selling it. Mitch, why don't you think this is good to play then? And we're going to tease this. We're going to tease it all the way to 4 o'clock if we can.
Yes, we are. Is it that mean, Mitch, to where you like, you're like worried about Andy's
mental state? No.
In that 35 minutes, the dude opened up. Like, he poured his heart out on this podcast. And I don't know. It's touching the soft side of me. I just don't know if I want to play it or not.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm trying to think of podcasts recently that have come out that may have something to do with
the show. You have no idea.
Okay, all right.
That's what
It'll
makes
be a
it great.
Surprise. Okay, I'm ready. Well, I'm ready to do it.
We may have Big Easy is listening. Easy, we may have an IU pregame show today. Indiana football coming back to campus.
Yes.
The 18 people that care about such a thing, we will service those 18 people at some point today with an IU pregame show.
Boy.
And we haven't talked to Grossman in quite a while.
Yeah, I wonder how he's doing. It's been a while since we've done the Grossman Brothers check-in.
Boogie Cousins in the news.
We will get
to that. I have done some, not calling, reporting, or journalism about it, just some laughing behind the scenes. So we'll get to that. Something through all of this that has amused me, and obviously it's not about the serious things, but something that, I mean, these sports teams are just working PR machines and to release a statement that in so many ways is not good. So we'll get to that. Mitch tells me we have the wheel of content today, correct?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. We might do it with Ennis. We might do it a couple times today.
Oh, no. We're gonna drop that in as we should go. Just two things off the top. So Kentucky won't get Musa Cisse today. Hopefully he commits before 3:40 so we can laugh with Pat Forty about Will Wade getting another top 10 kid through all of this.
Yes.
Obviously, that's funny in every single way. So we'll get to that. Definitely want to get to that. Other things, and here's how I want to lead today. Two things off the top. You should be angrier today than you were a year ago or so. And here is what I mean. Today, it is announced that Mike Miller, White Mike, and
yes.
I'm not saying that in any racial way. That's what he's openly called, okay?
Yes.
Mike Miller is out. At Memphis as the lead assistant. Mm. And everyone remembers, what is it, the Louis V bag that's in between, that's on the private jet. There's Penny Hardaway, there's Mike Miller, there's a private jet, there's a Louis V bag. You understand what
Everybody's
I'm saying.
Looking good.
And that was the great picture that I hoped was going to be the Penny Hardaway
era
in Memphis. Do you
yes.
understand?
The dynasty.
Louis bags,
yes.
Cool assistant coaches,
cool shoes.
All the Nikes. All
Jordans.
The J's,
yeah.
absolutely,
yeah.
And it angered you.
It did.
But and Penny gotcha. And what I mean by all of this is, he got Wiseman, and
yeah.
that really hurt Kentucky.
Bad.
And it ended up not being anything. And now Mike Miller, who has been the lead recruiter on damn near every one of their big time commits outside of
Wiseman,
Wiseman is gone. And that just has to make you angrier. I mean, it's like, right? It's like you were dating this girl, Strebel, and you love her. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And she breaks up with you, and you're like, well, at least she found love, okay?
Right.
With this other guy.
Yes.
At
good
least
for them.
She found love.
She's happy.
And then that other guy cheats on her. And then now everyone's hurt. Okay,
yeah,
now
yeah.
you're hurt. Now she's hurt. And that's what it is. Wiseman went to Memphis. It didn't do a damn thing. Doesn't matter if you play college basketball or not.
Right.
But this should make this the wasted swag, the wasted Mike Miller swag, the wasted Wiseman, all of it negatively affected Kentucky last year.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Of it.
I mean, not only
and he's gone.
Not only James Wiseman, DJ Elliott, the power forward, the four-star power forward that was James Wiseman's friend and on his team with Penny, he committed early to Kentucky. Obviously, what was something that Kentucky needed last year? Size, someone in the post other than Nick Richards, because they didn't really have anybody else. So he decommits from Kentucky. DJ Jeffries. He commits to Penny. Then Wiseman soon falls afterwards. And you're exactly right. The one thing that Kentucky needed last year to be Final Four contender, even though it didn't matter.
It would shut lock up.
Yeah.
To get James Wiseman. And even though EJ didn't work out, he was still a top 10 kid, ranked above Zion Williamson.
Sure.
And then you would have had James Wiseman balling out. You actually could have sold to your fan base. Damn, we could have won the national title. Don't give me that.
Right.
Nick Richards doesn't develop. Nick Richards would have developed nicely.
He'd have been fine.
Light along with, who also cares 0% about Nick Richards? Kentucky fans, if James Wiseman would have went to Kentucky.
It's
just worth saying.
It is worth saying.
So, Penny, you understand Penny won in all of this.
No,
like he's still
losing. No,
he's still won.
No, he's lost.
He's
done. No, he did. He won one skirmish. He won a skirmish.
It's a big skirmish.
And that was James Wiseman. How you doing since then? Now they're putting up big-time posts about DeAndre Williams being a Tiger like that. Like, DeAndre Williams and James Wiseman are, equal in terms of talent and NBA prospect ability. There were Memphis fans saying, well, honestly, if he decided to go pro, he'd be a top 25 pick in the draft and all these. So, Cal's fine. Penny's not. Penny's done. You hear me? Penny's done. This is his lame duck season. He'll coach and they'll limp through the CUSA and then, or sorry, the AAC.
Would you stop? He's not in conference. Would you say he was in conference?
CUSA. But
CUSA,
AAC, sorry. The former CUSA got turned into the AAC. A lot of those teams left.
By the way, Diener now is going in to give blood.
Oh, we need man on the street or woman on the street. We need someone to like video this and send it to the Twitter or something. We need Diener.
Diener's worried about it.
He's worried? Has he never given blood?
I don't think he has, no.
Have you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Okay, good.
Well, that's a good conversation we had. So have you given blood? Yeah. Have you? Yeah.
Our, call it, community service coordinator for my fraternity said if we gave blood, it knocks off like pretty much 85% of our community service hours. So like that's what everyone did. Everyone's gay blood and knocked out their community service hours right there.
Well, it's good to see you guys. I'm surprised that the frat wasn't taking seriously them giving blood.
Yeah.
Or community
else.
Service.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys really cared about that community service by trying to do the absolute
I did my
least
part.
Possible.
I did
Give
my
blood
part.
Once, and then you won't have to work at an old folks' home.
I'm not sure I want blood from Mikey. Speaking of Mikey. How should we play some of this process sound here? And it's the take on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll get to that. Grant Napier fired in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Boogie Cousins. We can get to that. I want to reiterate something that we talked about deep into the 5 o'clock hour yesterday as it pertains to college kids, again, being some of the leaders here.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news in Major League Baseball, MLB has laughed off the Players Association, their proposal. I think they gave that a couple days ago. I want to say that was Monday.
Yeah.
And so it took 48 hours or so, and they're saying they're not going to send another proposal. So the chance for us having baseball this year has been bad. It continues to go down. So we can get to that. Drew Brees has sure stepped in it. We can get to that. And I have these UK football numbers as Mark Stoops is ready to unleash the offense this year, something that nobody believes.
No.
Nobody at all.
Not even me.
In the history of the world. But process today was as bad. Process today.
I'm like already cringing.
Fumbled, okay? It was what, near late 8 o'clock hour or so. Diener stumbled upon the fact that, and Process is more of an NFL guy than college football, but he's in a college market.
Right.
Okay? So I don't if I did a show in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn about the Royals, and I sure as hell don't care about the MLS team, but they are both very popular there.
Sure.
So you would have to adapt, you would have to pivot, you would have to learn. Our guy Big Easy, you know, stabbed his own sportsdom in the back, and he's a big Reds fan. He did radio in St. Louis.
He
had to learn about, you didn't know that. Did you know that?
We talked about it before.
Where else did he do radio?
St. Louis.
Yeah, there it is. Wasn't
he in Kansas or something?
There it is.
Close.
I feel like we got you.
St. Louis because he covered the St. Louis Cardinals, the Rams, obviously, yes, the Blues. You know.
Thank you for listing all the St. Louis teams.
But I do. I know he left Louisville and went to, and then he came back.
Listen, one city there.
Strieble.
Pro market.
Pro market. Yeah.
Okay.
He got into it with people.
Not Kansas. Kansas City?
No, just...
Oklahoma City. That's right. It was Oklahoma City. Now it came back. It was Oklahoma City. There it is. I knew there was a city in there. Oklahoma City.
Texas says Mike Miller's son is going to be a Hoosier.
A lot of people think that's why he left, because his son's a four-star.
What if he went there to recruit?
Oh, man.
For Archie Miller and started just balling out five stars.
I'd cheer.
They'd still go 19-14 and lose in the second round of the Big Ten tournament to Illinois.
Imagine Mike Miller joining Archie Miller's staff and bringing in James Wiseman-type players, like legit NBA. Well, I mean, they had Romeo Langford. What am I talking about? I'm sorry. They got Christian Landers. I'm sorry. They don't need Mike Miller. They've got Archie.
Boy, you just pivoted. You couldn't even have fun with that.
I tried, but
Archie. What were we talking about? Oh, this sound.
Oh, yeah.
So they organically stumbled upon the fact that Process doesn't know where these teams play. College football. He doesn't know where they're located. He doesn't know the college towns.
Are you serious? Tuscaloosa?
He knew that one, but there were several that he did not know. And right now, I'm a little bit mad at Diener and Blankenbaker. I would have done that the rest of the show.
Sure.
I just would have lined up everyone in the Power Five and just started BYU. Just went right down the list.
Right.
Of course, I'd name a team that's not in the Power Five, BYU. But you understand what I mean. I would have went Purdue. I would have went Minnesota.
Texas Tech.
I just would have went down the list. And, like, main teams he didn't know.
Let's play some of these.
We'll also play some for Pat Forty. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, it also started with they thought that Georgia still played in the Georgia Dome. If we want to start with that sound first,
that's what
spawned the conversation of like, well, do you know where Auburn is? Do you know where Vanderbilt is? And he didn't know any of these.
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mitch.
What about Georgia? Does Georgia still play in the Georgia Dome?
Oh,
or they knocked that down completely? I'm just making sure. I'm just double checking. I can't remember if they knocked down the Georgia Dome or not.
Georgia between the hedges.
Nope.
Georgia.
Nope. No.
The Georgia Bulldogs at Sanford Stadium between the hedges. That is not an outdoor stadium.
I'm sorry, I'm not a savant of college football. I never claimed to be a savant of college football. I'm just trying to ask the questions.
A savant, yes. We wanted you to know who won the Heisman in 1974. No, we just wanted you to know where Georgia played football.
Yes.
You know, the team that's been in the college football playoff, a couple times?
Yes, they played the national championship game a couple years ago.
Jeez. If there were 5, 6, 7 teams to know in college football every year, it would be Georgia.
Georgia's on that list, man. The Kirby Smart's one of the most respected coaches in
the
country.
I don't know about that. I would settle down with that. I don't know if that's the case.
We may need to put that up as a poll question. Yes.
Is Kirby Smart one of the most respected coaches in college football? I don't know if that's the case.
Not.
Let's play just a couple of these. We'll take a break. We'll play a couple more. We'll get Pat Forty on here in a little bit, but we need to take a break and not run long here. So let's play one or two here that tickle you, Mitch. Go ahead.
All right. What city does Texas A&M play in? I'm going to go down the SEC teams.
Dude, are you serious?
Yes.
You have to identify the city.
Not the city.
You don't have to name the stadium because that can be
and
hard.
We can see him, so he's not Googling. Where does Texas A&M? What city?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, it'd be College Station.
What is College Station?
What is College Station? What is college?
It's a great question. What is it? It is a good question, even though it's incredibly sad. Yeah, but here's the thing. How can I play this sound at 4 o'clock of a gentleman who wants a job here or in sports radio when we're employing Process who doesn't know anything about the sports?
Oh, man.
He doesn't know where College Station is. Play one more, Mitch.
About LSU, the reigning national champs? Oh, no. Where do they play?
Death Valley.
Okay. What's the name of the city?
City.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Baton Rouge. Yeah.
Okay. I should have known that.
All right. I should have known that. Thank you, Process. Yes.
National champions. For crying out loud. I mean,
but you love when he's fumbling, don't you?
Oh, I was crying.
Do Process did fumbling? Oh, really? I should have known that. Yes, Baton Rouge.
I'm saving the best one for Pat 40. Pat 40 is going to be blown away by Process.
Well, I want to play them all for Pat 40, every single one. Yeah. It's either that or talk about protesting.
Yes.
Pat 40 was out there last night.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
wow,
went out
okay.
to the protest, so we'll talk with him about that,
being
I guess.
On the scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll get into these UK numbers, the Boogie Cousins story. We can get into that and a bunch of other nonsense as well. 437-9680, rolling along until 6 o'clock. Pat 40 at 3:40. Mark Ennis at 4 o'clock here on The Take on a Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My wife likes crispy bacon, so.
Does she?
She does. She likes all her food well done. It's awful.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She's a meat eater, right?
And James Strebel.
Not really. She could go without meat. She could go vegetarian, I think.
You know what? I apologize to Strebel.
That's not your fault.
I feel like I did that on purpose.
I walked right into it,
I feel like I posed it that way, hoping you would say something.
Yeah, I walked right into it.
Did you save that, Mitch?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, reminder coming up in about 12 minutes or so, Pat 40 of Sports Illustrated will join us. We'll play all of that goofy Process sound for him shortly. Do want to remind you at the top of the hour, Mark Ennis at 4 o'clock, he'll join us as 93.9. His show goes to Andy Beshear, his press conference, the governor, at 4 o'clock. You can hear that live and in full. And I should mention, at 6 o'clock, last call with Drew Diener and House Rep Jason Nemes. Coming your way.
Yep.
Patty Ice today was like, this show, it's just three people call in every night, crushing Nemes and crushing Diener for being right-wingers. And I'm like, put them on the air. It's great fodder. What are we doing? Pot them through.
Yeah, we got to hear that.
Yeah, of course we
Come
do.
Come on, Pat.
So obviously that is happening, but that's going to be happening here. And then at 6 o'clock here, LSL is going to be on. Mm-hmm. 6:30, Vince Tyree is going to be talking to Ethan Moore and company here on 680 105.7. Should also remind you, we're broadcasting live mobily from the Papa John's Studios. Use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra large pizza and a two-liter for $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. All right, so a couple things here. One main thing, and I'm going to ask Pat 40 about this coming up here, is you saw the Boogie Cousins news, right? It's not even
yes.
Boogie Cousins news. So let me give a background. I enjoy DeMarcus Cousins immensely.
Yes.
The thought process that DeMarcus Cousins is this guy who is getting in trouble with the law on a continuous basis is just absolutely false and was false for a number of years.
Yes.
And so Clay Travis, infamously, and I don't know if this was, I think it was early in his career, as he was coming out of Kentucky, maybe getting drafted by the Kings, and said, mark my words, in 5 years, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be in jail.
Yep.
Something to the effect of that. And DeMarcus Cousins, of course, waited in the weeds and didn't get in trouble, obviously, and tossed that tweet back at Clay Travis on just the right anniversary date. So, and Boogie Cousins, a very good player. And what is interesting about Boogie Cousins is I feel like during his career, even though he can shoot from the outside, the role of the big man changed beneath him. But and I say that, and James Wiseman's going to be the number one pick. But he's going to go to a team maybe in the Warriors that needs him more than a traditional team. They have all the shooters, and they're good at guards
stretching
and power forward.
And
I mean, they're good. I mean, he's a starter, but they need something like that. And so I've always been amused by Boogie Cousins. Boogie has been Grant Napier, who is now the former TV voice of the Kings, as well as doing an afternoon show there in Sacramento. Grant Napier, he's went on many times with Bobby V. Grant Napier is always out there. He's always out there at Lake Tahoe. I think that I was going to go to this year. Again, go-go dancer, blackjack.
Chips.
That's the blackjack. Yeah, yes. I'm not going to eat chips at
the
table.
No, but like what?
The
betting
chips. Yes, yes. Someone said that sounded like Bernardi Hall.
yesterday. Yeah, good text.
the Wildcat Lodge this year.
Yeah.
No other students there. Boy, that's a great
roped
step.
Off.
Yeah. Hey, Cal, are you worried with your team being the only ones in the Wildcat Lodge? 267-9680. So in a great Grant Napier has had it out with Boogie Cousins. And I always thought Grant Napier, the TV voice and local host there, I always thought he was just doing the work of what the Kings wanted. In other words, DeMarcus Cousins did not get along with the Kings. They paid him a lot of money, but obviously it's a bad organization. He's a grumpy guy at times, and we know what happened there, okay? And by the way, not all the Kings' fault. Boogie had some issues there. Okay, I mean, there's no doubt about that. So anyway, in today's day and age, you saw this story, right?
I did.
Social unrest.
Yes.
Boogie Cousins tweeted at Grant Napier last night, "What's your take on Black Lives Matter?" And I swear, and this has been everyone's take, that Boogie Cousins knew that Grant Napier would come up over the top with "All Lives Matter."
Yes, he did.
Which is a divisive thing to say.
Very.
And it's a very divisive thing to say right now.
Yes.
Right now. I mean, it's like saying, hey, it's hurricane season. A hurricane's blowing through South Florida. You know, hurricane's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's a hurricane.
Not that big of a deal.
So what?
And so he says, "What's your take on Black Lives Matter, BLM?" Grant Napier quote tweeting, "Hey, how are you? Thought you forgot about me. Haven't heard from you in years. All lives matter, every single one." DeMarcus Cousins goes, "LOL, as expected." Matt Barnes and other former players start to pile in with,
Chris
"Hey,
Weber.
This guy might be racist," or "This guy is racist. He resigned," or I guess got fired, yesterday, and he no longer has the afternoon show.
No.
And this is a guy that had he had an afternoon show in Sacramento, and he filled in a lot of times for Jim Rome.
Oh,
because
wow.
when we were out there for the American Century Championship, bless Jason Anderson's heart, we're out there, and we're only out there because American Century is a Kansas City company.
Okay.
And our president of our company is friends with, like, American Century.
Oh, okay? Wow. Okay.
And so we get the hookup because it's, like, Sirius XM radio, and, you know, it's big radio stations, but there's only a few of them, okay? And so we were sitting next to Grant Napier, this gentleman who got fired, and he, on his show, and he did Rome show on the same day.
Okay.
So athletes were coming over to him to do all of these interviews.
Wow.
And Jason, poor Anderson, was just getting pissed off because we'd be like, "Hey, Aaron Rodgers, you want to go on with us?" I mean, he might as well just flashed us a middle finger.
The bird.
Yeah,
here you go. Bleep you guys. And then they walk right over to Grant Napier's
That's what
table.
Happened every time.
Yes.
He would get up from doing Grant Napier's show. We would say, "Hey, would you have 5 minutes in Louisville?"
Yes.
Bleep you. That's it. That's the story every time.
Throw us some crumbs, Aaron.
Yeah.
And so he Boogie set him up perfectly. He knew exactly what he was going to say. And from the stories, or at least from the optics from Chris Weber and Matt Barnes and some of these other, everybody in the Sacramento organization pretty much knew what the story is with this guy.
Well, someone on Twitter.
I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that until recently, but he did say, I think back a couple years ago when Donald Sterling, when Donald Sterling got kicked out of the league, some things that were very favorable of Donald Sterling. But I mean, Boogie Cousins set him up with, "What's your thoughts on Black Lives Matter?" and he couldn't pass the test of not being a jackass. It's like the teams that can't pass the test of releasing a statement that isn't tone deaf. Like every single New York City team. Yeah. New York City, the most, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's one of the most diverse.
Cultural.
Diverse, yes.
Diverse
populations.
In the world.
These jackasses can't release a statement.
No.
The Giants couldn't do it. I mean, what are you guys doing waiting 5-6 days in the first place? But I even if you're like, well, it's racist. Okay, I understand. Yes.
Yeah.
But you can't even pass the stupidity test.
That's exactly what it is, a stupid test.
God bless Boogie for setting him up, though.
It was
fantastic.
Someone on Twitter called him Boogie Lannister, and that just tickled me. Boogie Lannister.
Never forgets. Lannisters never forget. But yeah, he got Clay Travis. He got Grant Napier. I mean, and the thing with New York, you're exactly right. Not only is it one of the most culturally diverse places in the country, let alone the world. I mean, it's right now. It's like the epicenter of this,
dude. I mean, all of them. It's not shocking. We'll get into that with Pat Forty.
Right, right.
See what he thinks as well. Texter, I think Grant Napier's had beef with Boogie for years. Oh yeah, they battled for years.
They did not like each other.
By the way, right now, Process is on Twitter trying to. I got confused on the radio.
Oh,
yeah, that ain't gonna work, brother. Texter, how is Strebel not taking a run at Zion and Coach K yet? I mean, he's being cowardly. He's scared about Nike. He's scared about Nike. That's pretty much what it is.
I have no worries about Kentucky and Nike.
Because,
like I said, Zion dropped him. He dropped him. Apparently, they weren't bidding anything. What Kentucky, he even said afterwards, Kentucky really wasn't high on my list at that time.
Kentucky only drops kids. That's right. They never drop Kentucky.
Yeah, no, Zion dropped
it. Rarely
happened. He did. He said so. Yeah.
Let's take a break. Very short break. We'll get Pat Forty. He'll hang out with us. We'll wrap up the hour. Mark Ennis at 4 o'clock here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He just gets everything. He has to have the skin that's like ours. He loses all the weight. I mean, whatever. Streeple's like the man now that is one-upping everybody now.
I'm not one-upping.
That's what he's becoming, isn't it?
No, I'm not
he's
a one-upper.
He's becoming cockier.
And James Strebel.
I thought he was going to be late today, too.
I wasn't.
What time did he show up to?
It's like 3:56.
I wasn't late. I had a busy day.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it here on this Wednesday. Mark Ennis will join us at the top of the hour because at the top of the hour, his show over 93.9 will go to Governor Andy Beshear. His press conference coming your way at the top of the hour. I would imagine I shouldn't imagine anything. I would imagine a majority, though, would go back to COVID-19 talk, so we will get to all of that. Hey, also a reminder, the Kroger would like to give a big thank you to all of their loyal customers for shopping with them and also to all their associates who work hard to keep their stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger, they're still hiring, guys. We've been telling you now for a couple months. Immediate openings available. If you need work, Kroger, they got it. Apply today, jobs.kroger.com. All right, always love when we can catch up with Sports Illustrated's Pat Forty. Couple newsworthy items that he has had this week. A good article that he tweeted out earlier today. You can follow him at @ByPatForty on Twitter. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, Andy. How about yourself?
I am good. We have, and you're going to be delighted, we're going to tickle you here. We have sound for you to hear of your boy, The Process, today, okay?
Oh boy! Okay,
Diener, we're gonna sprinkle these in throughout the interview here, Pat, because there's like 7 or 8 small clips. But the moral of the story is, as you know, he's a big NFL fan. Is The Process doesn't really have the knowledge as it pertains to college football. Like, he doesn't even know where the teams play, Pat. And I think you're going to be amazed by this.
Okay, we're good. Let's educate the young man.
All right. Well, go ahead, Mitch, and let's play the first one. Let's play that Georgia one for him, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty with Pat Forty.
What about Georgia? Does Georgia still play in the Georgia Dome? Or are they knocked that down completely?
Right?
I'm just making sure. I'm just double-checking. I can't remember if they knocked down
the
Georgia Dome or not.
They play in Athens, Georgia, between the hedges.
Nope. Nope.
Georgia?
Nope. Nope. Nope.
The Georgia Bulldogs at Sanford Stadium between the hedges. That is not an outdoor stadium process.
I'm not. I'm not
a savant
of college
football. No longer exists.
I never claimed to be a savant of college football. I'm just trying to ask the questions.
What does he do on Saturdays in the fall?
I don't know what he does on Tuesdays in the fall. I don't know what the hell he does anytime, Pat, other than...
if you turn on, just even if you just casually turn on the SEC, at some point in time you're going to see Georgia, and you're going to see him playing on that beautiful grass between the beautiful hedges outside under the blue sky. Okay, all right.
I mean, college market, if I gave you 5, 6, 7 teams to know year in, year out, college football, Georgia obviously would be one of them, especially, you know, the last several years nearly winning the national title if it weren't for Tua, you know, any of those sorts of things. So we will, I tell you what, let's tickle Pat. Let's play one more, and then we'll get into some stuff that he's written about and some stuff obviously going on in the country. Go ahead, Mitch.
All right, okay. Auburn's.
Auburn
be tricky.
Isn't I don't know. All I know is the Tumor Oak Trees War Eagle. I don't know where they play.
They play in Auburn.
Damn it! Ah, I knew it was Auburn. I was like, it's too easy. That's too obvious.
Holy moly. Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's not happy right now. Everyone's taking runs at him, which is not shocking. Again, Pat Forty with us. Good piece there, Sports Illustrated, SI.com, if you want to read all of that. I might be wrong here. I thought I saw you tweet. Did you go down to some of the protesting last evening?
I did, yesterday afternoon. My two kids that are home both independently said they wanted to go, and I said, well, let's all go. And it was really interesting. Glad we were there. We went to the Jefferson Square, heard some good speakers. I thought it was good to be there. And then we drove down to 26th and Broadway, site of the killing the other night, and just kind of looked at the scene there. And I realized, quite frankly and honestly, not something I'm proud of, but I haven't been a very good parent. I hadn't taken my children to the West End. They've grown up here. They've lived here. And I'm not sure we had ever been further west than like 9th and Broadway. And that's bad parenting. That's, you know what, get to know your community and see people and see what it's all about everywhere, not just where you live. And so I was glad we did it. I wish we had done it 15 years earlier.
Pat Forty with us. This is a loaded question. There's no, what have your emotions, since when, about Thursday, Friday or so? We spoke with you last Wednesday, so it started to, pick up, quite frankly, a couple days after we had our conversation. What have your emotions been being a Louisville guy, being here? And what I've said on the air, one of the things is, it's different when it's in Minnesota or, Minneapolis or wherever it may be, but it's in your backyard in more ways than one, and Louisville very much has had a spotlight shined on them for various reasons, and that doesn't normally happen, obviously, outside of a couple big sporting events and other things. So it's a loaded question, but what have your emotions been and thoughts been the last week or so?
Yeah, probably similar to a lot of people's sadness, anger, shame, that this is happening, I'm very angry at our police department. I am angry at people who are angry at the protesters. I am not in favor of looting, but I am absolutely 100% in favor of peaceful protest and justified protest, and there is plenty of justified protest that could and should be happening right now. And, we've got to do better as a community, but that's such a general, vague statement that it's pretty much useless. It means I got to do better, you got to do better, we've all got to do better individually. And, I talked to my kids, as I said, on the way back, and what organizations can we contribute to? What groups can we join? What can we do to help? Let's get tangible about this, as opposed to just kind of wringing our hands and saying, oh, geez, this is too bad.
Pat Forty with us. Well said. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are dealing with those same emotions. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Pat Forty here, at by Pat Forty, if you want to follow him on Twitter, Sports Illustrated. One of the things, and you wrote about Dabo, I want to get to that. I thought your piece on him was fantastic. You even got a props from Matt Jones. You and Matt Jones had a friendly back and forth on Twitter. Look at that. We are all coming together, I guess, in some ways. Team statements, Dabo obviously being at the top of that list. Some teams not, you know, kind of being a little bit tone deaf in all of this. Where does sports kind of fit in with what's been going on around the country in the last 5, 6, 7 days?
Well, you know, I mean, it's absolutely non-negotiable that you can't stick to sports right now because African-American issues are very much intertwined with mainstream sports in America because a lot of our best athletes and most prominent athletes, most popular, richest athletes are African-Americans. And, you know, the really interesting thing is that a lot of them came from places like 26th and Broadway, you know, grew up in not necessarily the lap of luxury or the easiest circumstances, and then they became people who are among the richest 1% of our population. So you want to talk about people who understand both ends of the spectrum and probably a lot of it in between. Those are people we should probably be listening to. And go back to 2016, we probably should have been listening to Colin Kaepernick more and what he was talking about and what the point he was trying to make at the time, as opposed to just getting into some fury about the flag. So, you know, I think that sports play a very important part in the whole thing. The reactions have been all over the board. Some of them have been awesome. Some of them have been lousy. Mm-hmm. I would put Dabo Swinney's, which I wrote about, more toward the lousy end. I said in the column, I don't think he's a bad guy. I just don't think that he's of the makeup to be ready for substantial change from a social standpoint. He wants everything to be the way it's always been. He doesn't want athletes to be paid. He didn't want Colin Kaepernick to take a knee. He wants people that don't like America, you know, have any problem with America, to leave the country. And so he sure as heck isn't going to get behind some of the stuff that's happening now. So If you're looking at Dabo Swinney and saying, okay, you've got a 10-year, $93 million contract, you've won 2 national championships, lead us, you're looking at the wrong guy.
Yeah, I want to get into that here in a second. And when I say this next thing, when I ask about Colin Kaepernick, good God, I can hear people get angry because that is a divisive subject still. Do you think that is something that haunts the NFL, that will continue to haunt the NFL, and can they ever wash the stink off of themselves with that, Pat? Because, I mean, obviously, when people are coming out now saying, yeah, we were wrong about that Colin Kaepernick thing, boy, some people that are saying that, Pat, were entrenched. They were entrenched on that 3 and 4 years ago.
Sure they were, absolutely. I mean, all kinds of people on all levels. And, no, the NFL absolutely ceded any sort of credibility on this very issue, police brutality and race relations, by blackballing Colin Kaepernick. When they did that, and then they turn around and want to put out a statement, what was it, Sunday or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, just spare me. Shut up. You know, you've got no credibility here. You have no room to talk. Don't even try. So, I don't know how the NFL gets past that. You know, that's one of those things that I think just colors the credibility of the whole organization for what it is. Cravenly self-interested, money first, money only, bottom line, that's it. If you want anything else out of your NFL, it's going to have to come from the individual players. It's not coming from the league office.
You wrote about Dabo Swinney. I just wanted to mention this. Pat Forty with us. The very last thing, and I thought it nailed exactly how I feel about him in these three sentences. Dabo Swinney isn't a bad guy. He's also not the guy who comes to mind as a change agent. He's a great college football coach, but just a college football coach. When you get down to it, there's nothing wrong with that. I am very stuck personally in the middle here on what I think, Pat. Like, I think that you can release a statement. It can mean something. You can be a change agent. I think John Calipari might be doing something next week. You know, I mean, we'll see in some sort of way. And I use him as an example and many other coaches. And then the other side is they're just coaches. And sometimes we always rail against in the media, well, don't coach worship. And then we all want them to say something, right? And Dabo is that guy. He's a very good coach. But to think that on social issues he's going to speak eloquently or pro player is not something that is going to be possible. So the role of a coach, how do we even start trying to be consistent when we evaluate that? Because I struggle with it.
Well, sure, no doubt. And, yeah, there can be a double standard at play. For the most part, you know, I certainly don't look at coaches as necessarily being great social leaders. But here's the thing. Dabo was the guy, after the Kaepernick kneel, that issued a 986-word, 8-minute filibuster when he was asked about it, full of all kinds of strident opinions about it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be the social commentator then,
right,
you might have to also be the social commentator now.
It's
convenient,
so right.
You can't have it both ways. If you don't want to be just a football coach when you're mad at Colin Kaepernick, you have to be more than just a football coach now. That's my feeling on it. You know, if you want to feel like you're an expert and have all these great ideas and, you know, be like Mike Gundy and spout off about the coronavirus, okay, well, you better back it up. Keep it coming, man.
And they had reported, what, 4 or 5 players, I believe, at Oklahoma State? I saw that kicking around Twitter, but I don't know how true that was. Quickly on Clemson, you tweeted about it. Justin Ross out for the season. Is that enough? Were they your preseason number one team? Is that enough to move the needle for you?
They were absolutely preseason number one. It's a major injury. I mean, I think he might be the best receiver in the country coming back. So that's a big deal. And mm-hmm. considering they lost a bunch of other receivers, now they got some good ones, some really mm-hmm. good ones waiting in the wings. But I still think I'd probably put him number one. But that's as big an injury outside of the quarterback realm as I think you're going to see in college football.
Pat Forty with us. Just quickly, Coach – well, not Coach K. It's more of a Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson may have to settle, or we're going to start getting some information here. The battle between – oh, and I'm blanking on her name. Gina Ford, I believe, and yep. Zion Williamson. Another step this week. What has continually interested you about this as, you know, who knows what the next step is if they settle or not? What do you think happens there?
Yeah, I mean, I still I'm waiting to see. I refuse to believe that Zion Williamson's actually going to answer those questions. Yes, the courts upheld the right to compel him to answer those, but I think it just moves us, A, closer to probably a settlement, or B, some other kind of legal dodge that they will attempt to make to avoid Williamson answering those questions. But, yeah, it was definitely a setback for Zion in terms of trying to make this go away. But I still think, you know, the power rests in his hands to make it go away with enough money.
Pat's got a bunch of stuff. Go to SI.com. Your front cover, right? Magazine with your story?
Yeah. Daily cover, yeah. With
okay.
Kelsey Worrell, Kelsey Dahlia now, Louisville's resident and
yep.
Louisville Cardinal alum, swimming in a 9-foot by 12-foot micro pool in her backyard.
So read the piece. I read it this afternoon. It's unbelievable. You've been all over the swimming. And of course, Drew Diener wants the pools open, so he loves you. No, he might text you that he loves you and then come on the air tomorrow and just talk about water with him. You know. So by the way, Diener's back off Twitter. He's back
oh,
off
really?
Twitter. Well, Grant Napier got fired in Sacramento, his back and forth with Boogie Cousins. And Diener's like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. Justine, I'm out. See ya. So,
you know what? It'd be good to know your limitations. That
yes,
might be a smart
yes.
move by Diener.
Mitch, I totally forgot. Let's play one or two of these process sounds if Pat has a second here. Let's get to just a couple of these. I totally forgot about it. I got wrapped up in our Colin Kaepernick discussion and forgot about all the funny stuff that we were going to try to sprinkle in the interview. So what do we have here, Mitch? Play a couple for Pat.
How about Vanderbilt?
Isn't Vanderbilt the city? I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I have no idea.
They play in Vanderbilt, Tennessee.
I have no bleeping clue, dude.
Well, clearly Process is not a big college football fan.
No, I'm not, but I never said I was. I never was like, yeah, Go Cards! Woo! College football. I don't even have a college football team. It's like
Vanderbilt. That's
oh my god! Does he think Bellarmine is in Bellarmine, Kentucky?
Bellarmine, Kentucky. He absolutely does. Give us another one, Mitch.
All right. What city does Texas A&M play in? I'm going to go down the SEC teams.
Dude, are you serious?
Yes.
You have to identify the city. You don't have to name the stadium because that can be
and
hard.
We can see him, so he's not Googling. Where does Texas A&M? What city?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, it'd be College Station.
What is College Station?
The disgust. What's College Station? Like, we're the stupid ones that we know, and he doesn't. Oh. Pat, take care of yourself, my man. We'll talk with you. Thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
All right, Andy. We'll see you.
All right. Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Great stuff. Sports Illustrated's Dabo column is absolutely fantastic.
And really good.
He talked to some local local swimmers that were just found a pond, essentially. And that's where swimmers, some of them, you know, like Olympians, former Olympians, have been swimming. So at bypat40si.com, can find him in Sports Illustrated. Is Mangus ready? Is Ennis around? Is he ready to go?
He's getting settled. Do we want to take a break?
Let's take a quick break. Yeah, we went long there. That's my fault. We will play the rest of this process sound, and then someone took a run at me on a podcast. We will decide if we play that next on The Take.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.